Hello, and welcome to Fantasy Football Freak Nation.
Fantasy Football Freak Nation!
Hello, I'm your host, Justin Gagliotto, and today we're starting a new podcast called Fantasy Football Freak Nation. We have great news about football and fantasy football, since it isn't quite the fantasy football season yet. Now, today we are going to have a special guest, my brother, Matthew Gagliotto. And remember, this is a podcast for all ages. Alright, so let's get started. So, two running backs are now a free agent. Adrian Peterson and Jamar Charles. Jamar Charles got cut by his team, and Peterson is now a free agent because the Vikings declined his contract offer. Now, this could be interesting because they could be the missing puzzle piece a team needs, like the Broncos or Seahawks, to get them to the Super Bowl, or like Packers. And although they struggle with injuries and they're getting old, I still think they are part of this elite group of running backs. So, this should be interesting to see how it plays out. Depending on where they go to, it could definitely increase the fantasy football stock. And this should be something to watch out for, knowing that both of these guys are free agents. And I know if I'm the Packers, if I'm the Broncos, if I'm the Seahawks, I definitely want one of these backs because, like I said before, this is a missing puzzle piece. You have players like Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson, but your running back, that's a place where it could struggle. Eddie Lacy got injured last year for the Packers, and now he's a free agent. Now, adding in someone like Adrian Peterson, it automatically takes so much off of Aaron Rodgers and can allow him to be able to feel less stress. With Adrian Peterson, they're carrying some of the load. Now, next up, we have something to say about Kirk Cousins. He got exclusively tagged by the Redskins. This means last year he got franchise tagged, but since he is exclusively tagged, it means they have to pay him even more, about $24 million to play on his team, which I think is a great idea because he basically crushed some things that other Redskins quarterbacks have in the past, and he's really starting to turn into a franchise quarterback. And now he'll get another year with John Gruden. I really like Kirk Cousins at this stage of the game. And he definitely is one to watch in fantasy football, knowing that he's like third year with the Redskins. He's getting in the groove of things, and this should be interesting. Another thing, Julio Jones has a foot injury, and he is going to have a foot surgery. Now, it may be minor, but let's hope it doesn't affect him too much. This should not be an issue, but to let you guys know that he indeed does have an injury, and let's just hope it's something small. Okay, so now Steelers did some damage of their own. The Steelers made Antonio Brown the highest paid wide receiver in the league, which he definitely deserves to be the highest paid receiver, and they signed him to a great extension, a 4-year extension worth $68 million. That is about, let's see, $17 million per year. Steelers are also franchise tag Le'Veon Bell, so we will see this kind of offense back again, which I'm sure Roethlisberger will want to take another go at a Super Bowl ring. With these two players back in action, it should be an awesome offense that I'm really looking forward to. Now, that has been your daily headlines for today. Now let's go over some of the things that happened during the draft combine. Deshaun Kizer, I watched him a little bit, and he was not as impressive as I wanted. I know he has a big arm, and he came from Notre Dame, but let's keep this in mind. He only won one more game than he lost in his college career as a starter. And some of the other players in his category, like Joshua Dyes and Kaya from Miami, looked a lot more ready to be a starter in the NFL. So if any team gets him, it's going to end up, going to take some time to get him, which none of these top quarterbacks are really quite polished yet. So although they might be first-round picks, will they start immediately? We saw how long it took Jared Goff. I'm not so sure if these are going to be day one starters that we're looking at the quarterback position this year. As running back, Leonard Fournette was not as impressive. Weighing it at 240 pounds is not something I would take lightly. You're gaining weight when, he did okay and was still fast, like a 4.5. But, I mean, that is, he's having some trouble with the weight and still about to be built, but I would like him to see for the lose a little bit. And his vertical, too, with his weight, is now like 28. Honestly, I was more impressed with someone like Alvin Kamara or the Clemson running back to, whoops, I apologize, Florida State running back Dalvin Cook. He was impressive as well with his 40-yard dash and some of his vertical stats, although he just outdid Leonard Fournette by 200s. And then 100s ahead of him is Christian McCaffrey, who's arguably the number one running back after Combine. He is looking good right now, and I expect him to possibly be a first-round pick. So that's what we need to know but about some of the running backs. And I still do think Leonard Fournette is the best running back in this class. Now, will he stay that way, in my opinion? I don't know, but this was not the best showing that I expected from him. Now, as we look in the wide receiver position, that arguably two of the best wide receivers in the class did not participate in the 40-yard dash, Corey Davis and Mike Williams. And John Ross, he did the 40-yard dash in a record-breaking 4.22 seconds in the combine, making it the fastest in NFL history, topping Chris Johnson. That is pretty impressive, as you all know. I mean, someone at this speed will be a huge game changer, and I think he's the best wide receiver in the class by hearing those numbers. He knocked it out of the park in the combine, and he right now is my number one receiver because he will just run through those cornerbacks, and we're seeing a player at speeds we never saw before. So this should be interesting, and I'm sorry, Chris Johnson, but you're no longer the fastest. This belongs to the title of John Ross. So today we're having a special guest, as I said, and his name is Matthew Gagliotto. Matthew? How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome. Is there anything you took away from the combine? What do you think about John Ross as well?
Oh, I think that was crazy. That was just so amazing. I'm not sure what that limping was after I ran it, but I think this could really, really help a team. This could really help form a great team. This could, it's just, like, crazy that he's the new fastest person for a football player.
Yeah, I definitely didn't expect him to run such a fast time. I expected him to be fast, but not that fast.
I thought he was still going to lose, wasn't going to beat Chris Johnson. But I was really surprised when he beat him, and he didn't. And it was kind of close. He only beat him by, like, 400ths of a second.
Yeah, 200ths of a second, which is very close. Now, did you hear about the Giants? They released Rashad Jennings and Victor Cruz. What do you think about that?
I think it's going to be similar to Jets. They just want to make something happen. They want to try to take risks and try to make stuff happen. It might not pay off, but I think they're just trying to cross their fingers and just risk it.
Do you think this could end up opening a shot for Jamal Charles or Adrian Peterson to come to the Vikings? Because now they don't have Rashad Jennings. Do you think this would be a good fit for either of them?
Wait, come to the Vikings? You mean Giants?
Yeah.
Well, not really. I mean, I think it could be a possibility, but I don't really know what's going to happen with Jamal Charles and AP. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. It's just kind of like, maybe they did that to get AP or Charles, but, like, I'm not really sure if one of those are going to go to them. They could go to any team, basically.
Yeah.
Because they're really amazing, and they could
definitely game changers.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about the Jets cutting some players of their own, like Brandon Marshall and Darrell Revis? I mean, this was a big move for them, considering that these are two of their top players. And before this season, these were the two players that the Jets fans, which I am a Jets fan, were most excited about. What do you think about that?
Oh, let me tell you about that. I am just so surprised that they got that rid of Fitzpatrick, Matt Forte, and Revis. I thought they were going to get rid of Darrell Revis or Brandon Marshall, but I didn't expect them to get rid of all three. Like, I am so surprised.
And I know you're a big fan of Powell. Would you like to see Powell be a more just a starting running back this season?
Yeah, because I was watching him in some of his games, and he seemed to be really good.
Yeah. I am impressed, because he had to go over 5 yards per carry. Two quarterbacks, let's review that, that could probably, or close to retirement, but I think will play this next season, or Roethlisberger and Carson Palmer. What do you think about that?
Wait, what?
What do you think about Carson Palmer and Ben Roethlisberger, who both probably will return?
Oh, Big Ben? Well, let me tell you what I think about Big Ben. With him having Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, the trio is so real.
I do believe. And I
this
think
is,
he would
this
be
is
dumb
really good
high
for,
at this point.
This is really good for their future.
And do you think Carson Palmer will have success with his players like this season?
I'm not really sure.
Johnson to help him out.
Yeah, but I think he's not going to be, I mean, like, that good. I think he'll be decent, but it's not like, I don't think he's going to make the Super Bowl. I think he'll make, like, the playoffs, but not anything too big.
Uh-huh. this is interesting. Jaguars are one of your favorite teams, right?
Yeah.
So, Jaguars seem to be interested in Tony Romo. This cannot be good news for Blake Bortles, but what do you think of this as well?
I think it could really change your team because the Cowboys, I think they would be willing to give up because of Dak Prescott. I mean, I would keep him for now because Dak Prescott, I don't know, it was only his rookie year. He could have an injury, they might need a backup, but they'll be willing to give him up because they have Dak Prescott, who like amazing, and he was really good for them.
I think you can't really give up a player. You can't really hold on to a player. I mean, like Tony Romo, when you have Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott, who you don't want to waste too much money on a dude you don't expect to start except for injury.
Yeah, and I
he
think
is still elite. He is still good.
And think about this. And they also have Dez Bryant. I think they could actually end up winning the Super Bowl. Their trio is almost like as good as the Steelers. They're even with their trio. Zeke and Elliott and Bell and Big Ben and Dak Prescott and
yes,
Brian versus Antonio Brown. Steelers trio is probably better threesome, but like, I think the Cowboys, they're just gonna be trying to like maybe improve their defense, which their defense is already pretty good. I don't know what the Cowboys will end up doing. But I think they're gonna give up Romo because they need to get more money because Dak Prescott and Elliott will probably ask for more money.
Yeah. I don't think Tony Romo would be smart to return to the Cowboys. I think he needs to go somewhere else. But again, I would also like to see him go to a team like the Texans, who have, or the Broncos, who have a great defense. Just the missing puzzle piece is a quarterback. And they, or teams that one step away, have a great defense and only need a quarterback to get them, to put them in contention. Would you like to see one of them to go to them? What would you think about that?
Go to who?
Like a team with a great defense, like the Texans or the Broncos.
That would be good, but like, I'm okay with that. I don't really like have anything to say about that. I don't know.
Do you think this could push them to the Super Bowl even, or push them to the second or third round of the playoffs?
But I think it could, but it probably not.
Okay. Now, Julius Thomas, apparently, he is acquired, and the Dolphins, acquired, Julius Thomas. What do you think about this? There's been some good news around the NFL. What would you say about this?
Wait, who got him?
Dolphins.
Wait, Julius Thomas?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I think it could be a good potential. And, yeah, like, I don't know. They could end up going to the playoffs, and it could help them in the future. And, yeah, it will be good for them because they need some, like, good star players.
I would agree with that. They have Doris Landry now, Julius Thomas, and Devontae Parker, and Ryan Tannehill. This could be a good offense. And now Adam and J.J., and now Adam Gase has kind of brought him to life. So I'm pretty pumped about this new offense team, offense, the way it's looking.
Yeah, same.
Now, we all know that Alshon Jeffrey could, he is a free agent, and he did not get franchise tagged by the Bears, which I thought was a smart team, but where would you like to see him go?
Alshon Jeffrey?
Yes.
I really don't know who he should go to. Like, I don't know what's happening with him, but I think I'll just should go to a team that,
already
doesn't have a great wide receiver. I think he should go to a team where he would be able to be a star wide receiver and join some. A decent team, like maybe the Redskins, kind of. Like, just a decent team that, like.
Yeah, because Deshaun Jackson, he's actually becoming a free agent, did you know?
Yeah.
That should be interesting. I'd like to see him go to a team like the Eagles, with Carson Wentz. That would be a great combo.
Would be.
Let's talk about Carson Wentz. He's starting off so hot, and then he's
the defense started watching him, and then he studied him, and then they just learned about him, and they just learned how he played and stuff.
And
he's a rookie. He could pretend. I don't think he's not really gonna be that good. But I mean, like, he's a rookie, so like.
Yeah.
So he could. He still has lots of stuff to learn.
Do you think he could have a sophomore slump? Matthew, do you think you have a sophomore slump? Or like decrease in his second year?
Well, yeah, he could. Anyone can have anything, but do I think he will?
Yeah.
Will. Not really. I think he's basically going to stay the same and just improve just a little bit, but not really go decrease. And, yeah. Well, I need to get going.
Yeah, it's been great talking to you, Matthew, and hope to have you on the show another time.
Okay,
so next topic I'm going to talk about is some of these quarterbacks and how some of these quarterbacks battles are shaping out, and what about free agency? Brian Hoyer, Matt Barkley, I think they're both free agents, as well as Mike Glennon and Ryan Fitzpatrick and Geno Smith. None of these guys as good as like a Tony Romo, who we would like to see, but I don't think teams like the Bears and Jets with like a Ryan Fitzpatrick he's not on them, or same thing with like the Bears, like Matt Barkley, he's no longer on them. So I basically think I would not go after one of these free agent quarterbacks. I would go after a guy in the draft. Like, Deshaun Watson, I think he's honestly underrated, winning the national championship, and I believe he won the Heisman, so I think he would be a good fit for one of these teams. Or I'm not sure if Deshaun Kaiser is exactly, or like a, even like a, they don't need to draft him necessarily in the first round, like a more polished guy like Kaya, or I thought Joshua Dobbs looked really good. So, like, one of these guys. Because I don't think Mike Glennon will be that dominant. So, that's it today for the Fantasy Football Freak Nation podcast. It's been a great first podcast. And tune in next time for more daily headlines and football news. They'll definitely have some importance. And as you can see, there is a lot to talk about. See you next time. This has been host Justin Gagliotto. Goodbye.